This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and if you're feeling like that little red notification badge on your phone is starting to control your life, trust me, you're not alone. We're living in a world where screens are literally everywhere and it can feel impossible to unplug. But here's the thing. Setting healthy screen time limits isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. So today, we're diving deep into how to set those boundaries and create a more balanced relationship with technology. Because let's face it, life is way too short to be constantly staring at a screen. You deserve real-world experiences, genuine connections, and maybe even some uninterrupted sleep. Ever felt like you've scrolled through social media for hours only to realize you accomplished absolutely nothing? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. We can break free from this digital hamster wheel and actually enjoy the benefits of technology without letting it run our lives. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you set those healthy screen time limits. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can change anything, you need to know where you stand. Track your current screen time. There are tons of free apps that do this for you. You will be surprised by how much time you actually spend glued to that phone or computer. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's the most crucial step. Think of it like taking stock of your finances before creating a budget. You gotta know where you stand before you can make smart choices. Second, identify your screen time triggers. What apps or activities suck you in for hours on end? Is it mindless scrolling through social media, endless gaming sessions, or getting lost in those online rabbit holes of cat videos? No judgment here. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to avoid them or minimize their impact. Third, create a schedule and stick to it. This sounds boring, I know, but trust me, having a plan for your screen time can be super liberating. Schedule specific times for checking emails, social media, and entertainment. And outside of those designated times, resist the urge to constantly check your phone. Fourth, turn off notifications seriously. Those little pings and buzzes are designed to grab your attention, and they are often completely unnecessary. Silence the ones that don't truly matter, and you'll find yourself with a lot more mental space and focus. You know that feeling when you finally silence your phone and can just breathe? That's freedom. And lastly, create screen-free zones in your home, your bedroom, dinner table, and maybe even certain rooms for dedicated relaxation time. Make these spaces sanctuaries where technology isn't allowed. It might feel strange at first, but you'll quickly rediscover the joy of genuine conversations, quality reading time, or simply enjoying the peace and quiet. Think about that last family dinner where everyone was glued to their phones. Ever felt like you were missing out on precious moments because you were too busy scrolling through Instagram? I've been there. It's easy to get caught up in the digital world, but remember, real life is happening outside of those screens. So how about we create a challenge for ourselves? This week, let's each try something new to limit our screen time and reconnect with the real world. Maybe it's leaving your phone in another room while you read, taking a walk without checking your notifications, or having a tech-free dinner conversation. I want to hear about your experiences. Share your tips, struggles, and triumphs on social media using #DigitalPoisonChallenge. Remember, we're all in this together. And as always, thanks for tuning into Digital Poison. I'm Rachel Carter, your guide to navigating the digital world with a healthy dose of sanity. Don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another episode where we'll be exploring the power of mindful technology use. Until then, stay grounded and keep those screens in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.